In Portland, Oregon this morning, Coast Guard officials addressed local kayakers below the St. John's Bridge and 13 Greenpeace activists suspended from the bridge high above the Willamette River.
You must immediately depart from this area. You are unwelcome.
For the second day, the activists successfully prevented the Shell oil icebreaker, the Fennica, from leaving for the Arctic to begin exploratory drilling, which was given the green light by the Obama administration in April. Georgia Hursty is on her cell phone, suspended from that bridge. Georgia, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Well, first of all, you turned back the ship yesterday. It appears that the ship has turned back today. What was that moment like?
Well, it was pretty incredible. The ship came under the drawbridge just to the north of us and was steaming straight toward the climbers. We descended quite a bit lower than our camps. It was accompanied by a few tugboats and a number of police boats and Coast Guard boats. And we were in radio communications with the Fennica and made clear that their current course was a dangerous one and they were putting people's lives at risk. And eventually they stopped dead in the water. And then after some time, turned the ship around and went back through the drawbridge and now is no longer in sight.
Well, you were in radio communication with people on the Fennica. What were they saying to you?
The first time that we talked to them over the radio to make sure that we were following all the safety precautions of letting them know that they were on a collision course with the activists and that the activists had no intention of moving, they confirmed that they were stopped in the water and we're no longer on a collision course.
When this all started, we are hearing accounts of local kayaktivists, you know, people who were putting their kayaks in the water, who weren't even aware that you were going to rappel over. And then early Wednesday morning, you guys did, and people on the ground were even surprised to see you. It's sort of, you know, what does that feel like to do that in that moment?
It was a really beautiful moment, and we all felt very privileged to be able to, when we came off the bridge, there was, as you said, already lots of local movement, and there has continued to be lots of local work, and so we deployed, and there was already a vigil and kayaktivists in the water and lanterns, and so it was really inspiring and beautiful to be a part of that moment.
For the people on the ground, it must have been like, you know, Superman and Superwoman suddenly coming in, Batman, Spider-Man, something like that. But as you well know, it's a completely illegal what you're doing. The Coast Guard was yelling that up to you the entire time. What are your thoughts about the consequences you might face?
Well, the thing is, the perspective that I've tried to have, both with the consequences and with the discomforts of hanging off the side of a bridge for multiple days, is that neither of those things are as destructive or as uncomfortable or as bad as the discomfort and destruction that will be caused if Shell's allowed to continue on this path of drilling in the Arctic.
Yeah, but you know what the Shell people say. They say that they are exploring, that they're doing it as safely as possible, and they're doing it to meet a demand. I mean, Georgia, maybe the people you should be protesting are the people who are using fossil fuels.
Unfortunately, we have a current system that's based on exploitation and based on, you know, corporate greed and corporate influence. So, you know, just like you don't blame the victim in the cases of abuse, in this case, I think it's the same where, you know, the people who are responsible aren't the people that are using the product. It's the companies that are creating a system where that's the thing that's available and most affordable. And this isn't a partisan issue. Shell knows what it's doing. It knows the consequences of drilling in the Arctic. Obama's own scientists have said if they find oil, there's a 75% chance of a spill. Global scientists have also said that the oil in the Arctic needs to stay in the ground in order to prevent catastrophic climate change. And so that it's really not a question of debate. And I think by trying to play it back to the people who use the product is really an unfortunate way to kind of take the spotlight off the real issue, which is corporate greed and influence in our politics and making decisions that are not only destructive for the world, but destructive for communities throughout it as well.
Because you use fossil fuels, and I'm imagining what you're saying is if all this money was put into researching and developing and promoting non-fossil fuels, other sources of energy, you'd have more options.
That's right.
Yeah. What's the importance of keeping just one ship from turning around?
That this direct action with this particular ship, the Fennica, that the Shell rigs that are there right now can't actually begin drilling for oil until a mission-critical piece of equipment, which is the capping stack that's on board the Seneca, arrives. So by blocking the Seneca, we're effectively stopping Shell from drilling in the Arctic. So every moment that we stop this ship from leaving is another moment that the Arctic is safe from drilling. And hopefully it's long enough to at least get through this season without them drilling in it.
That's Georgia Hursty, a Greenpeace activist currently suspended from the St. John's Bridge in Portland, Oregon, keeping a Shell icebreaker from leaving that harbor. Georgia, thank you.
Thank you so much.